could actually see it. So it's in there. So go ahead from there.
Different.
Yeah.
So that's like
antagonism.
I'm getting a little bit of
yeah.
And I know what it's like. I mean, I just did a ton of that when I was first trying to teach you to get excited.
Yeah, okay, so go with it.
The first one's really good. Conscious. Yeah, so just relax the same way you did now to check the individual words.
There's time, so just stay with conscious and just check it. Let's assume you did, okay? So accept this antagonism. No, you're actually doing both as a pair. You want to kind of get so you say accept the antagonism.
I'm getting tired.
That felt stronger than the initial one. Is strong and what not if you start out on sort of a fuzzy one.
That makes sense. Because it's real tricky when conscience is the first one that goes out and acceptance and antagonism is the first one. I mean, if it's there, you're starting to go, well, gosh, am I just getting, you know, not good muscle tests, or am I really getting the right thing? So it's a process, and I'm just introducing it right now, and you're going to practice on it this week, so don't worry about it. If you've got a word or even an area, just write it down, because we'll go back through and we'll check that at the very end. Okay? If you got nothing, that's okay, because, again, something got brought up, and that's all that matters. Okay? So write down the word or the area, whatever you got. Write it down, and remember if it's wanting to feel more choosing to, or a choice in your case, New A. Yeah, that's the only piece you need to write down.
So there's wanting and there's more.
Yeah, wanting to feel more.
Because this is explicitly talking about relative levels, whereas your goal is designed to be a positive present tense affirmation, which is a little different. Specifically looking at imbalance.
Well, you know, here's the other piece of that. So let's say that the one who is wanting to feel more brave, okay? Well, I wouldn't say, you know, wanting to feel brave. Well, I feel brave, you know. But the truth is, to open us up. Because we're not saying you don't feel this, so you're going to have you feel it. It's saying, hey, we want more of this. Sure we do. Okay, so in this case, the qualifier
it's not even saying you need to be more brave or anything. It's just like
it's
your relation to what's going on, and you know your relation is a little bit off because there's the stress on it.
Okay, so at this point in time, what you want to do is have the person lay down, and you want to check and see if they want a pillow under their head, under their knees, and go steal one, or steal a blanket off the couch you can roll up. I am right-handed. I'm gonna recommend to you that you find a way to muscle test so that you're always muscle testing from the same side, so it's the same process. So I always, because I test with my right hand, I always have the person's head to my left, okay? And that seems to work really, really well for right-handed muscle testing. So try it out today, and if you don't like it, then you can change it. But you're going to get so that we're not running around the table. We're doing all the muscle testing from one side of the table so that it's as easy as possible. Also, by the way, sometimes you have limited space. And I spent years with my table up against the wall, you know. So it's sort of like you have to work from one side of the table. It's just plain easier to do it that way. Anyone know? Alright. And we got lots of little pillows around. Alright. Okay. Now, even though we've already done this communicator muscle thing again, I'm going to tell you when you're laying down, you want to check it one more time. Some people, by the way, and not anybody in this group, and probably not anybody that you know, but if you start working with clients, some people are going to be intimidated or scared or worried about what happens when I lay down on a table. Okay? Do I have to take my clothes off? I have to, you know. So sometimes you want to just say, so we're going to work on the table because it's easier. You get to relax, and I can test all the muscle I need to. You're fully closed, lay down, face up, you know, kind of stuff. So there may be some discomfort emotionally about, is this safe, is this okay? When I do a communicator muscle laying down on the table, I actually do the anterior deltoid. So instead of doing the deltoid way up here, notice that it's starting to put more work on me, okay? I use the anterior deltoid. Anterior deltoid, instead of being right on top of the arm right there, it's just kind of in the front right here. So the way that works is, so right now you want to test the arm is at 45 degrees, and you're going to push straight down, and then you just do a little pinching, a little more to the inside of the shoulder, still on the shoulder, pinch there, turn it off, make sure it turns off, spread it out, turn it back on again. So we have a different indicator muscles.
So by the way,
you can use any indicator muscle.
Then it feels more stable and everything.
Okay.
Yeah, so just do it through regular tests first. Just let it be strong.
Okay. 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 So, what I'm saying is any muscle can be an indicator muscle. It's just the easiest ones are the deltoid or the anterior deltoid. And when you're laying down, anterior deltoid is the easiest. So we're just saying, does the body talk? Okay, here's our quick review. I know it won't be a review, it's like brand new, okay? The very first muscle. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through these pretty quickly, and we're going to do the muscle test, and I'll tell you about the neuroemphatics and neurovasculars, which are the two major corrections, okay? First one is the supraspinatus for the central meridian. Now, with this one, by the way, we're going to reach across the body. I don't care which arm you do first, but the arm is out about 45 degrees away from the body and about 45 degrees up. The hand, if you just relax for a moment, the range of motion would take the hand right down to the midline of the body there, okay? So that's your angle. And so what you're going to do is hold right up here, and I'm going to push down like, and then you put the arm back down again. Was okay. Now, when you come to the side closest to you, I test with my thumb. So it's very simple, nice and light. Again, toward the midline of the body here, you're about 45 degrees up and away, and so you just push forward. And then put the arm back down. Okay? So it's a little different. With each side here, I'm doing a couple fingers. Here I'm doing a thumb, but I can do it all from one side of the body. That make sense? Okay. If this is out of balance, the neuroemphatics are right in the crease of the arms. It's a band of points. Remember, a series of individual points. So what you do is you just put your hands on the shoulders, stick your thumbs right in those points, and just rub.
And any harm in this, just practicing this, even if it's...
It's a great thing to practice it, because if you have missed a muscle test and it's really out of balance, it's going to get balanced. And if you haven't, it's always clearing. It's never going to create a problem.
So your lateral to like where the top across your out one.
You're going right down that crease right there.
Like
digging in the joint, and it's
think
of about four or five points
along the edge.
If you want to rub. And then the points on the back, there's always front points and back points.
Am I into the chest or am I into the arm?
You're actually into the joint. It's going to be right in there.
Okay, so that kind of feels like it's right
here. Yeah, right here. And you've got to follow right here so that you stay in that hollow.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Okay? Now the points on the back are at the base of the skull. So again, what you do, you don't have to lift your head up. You just stick your fingers underneath. So you just romp right into the skull, just like that, boom. And there's the point right there at the apple.
Yeah, it's right there.
So it's real easy to do.
So it's below the occiput?
Well, there's the two.
Yeah, it's on each side of the spine. So, and again, right now what Jody's done is she's gone up to the head of the table, and done it from there, which you can do real easily. And I'm going to suggest, see, I can do my whole balancing from about here to here in terms of my body. That's all I need to move to do 14 muscles, okay? So I'm going to be showing you how to do it with a minimum of movement around the table from side to side or up and down. And if it's easier, do it. And if you've got the space, do it, whatever works for you. Okay?
Showing how you're doing it, if you could also mention where you put the other hand, the non-testing hand on each one, because that's one I always tend to forget when I'm doing, at least for a certain muscle.
Yeah, so then, by the way, did anybody have this out of balance? If you did, okay, you'd check it again. And my other hand, thank you, when I'm testing the arm farthest away from me, my other hand is just resting on the shoulder, on the other shoulder there, that way. And same thing here. I just keep it on the same shoulder, just the point of contact. Use your thumb on that side, man. When you test. thumb, hand underneath. There you go. Yeah, that way it's a little easier for you. Okay?
What was the name of the first group?
It's the supraspinatus, the neurovascular, neuroemphatics. The supraspinatus muscle, central meridian, and the neuroemphatics working with the lymphatic system, that's the first line of correction that corrects 90% of the imbalance. If it tested weak and you rubbed the neuroemphatics, you would retest it, test strong, you would then challenge, have the person touch one of the points you just rubbed, or I could touch it, doesn't matter. If it stays strong, you're done. If it goes weak, it means you have to do the neurovascular point. Neurovascular is for the central meridian. It points on the forehead, right there, so you can just put a hand right across the forehead very lightly. The other point right on the crown, top of the head.
Real
light. Remember, if you do neurovascular firmly, it'll make it weak. If you do neurolymphatics, like fluffy, it'll make it weak. If you do opposite of what you're supposed to do, it'll go weak. Okay? And then if it were weak on the challenge, you come back and you challenge, you hold the point, any one of the points you just did, and test it again. Or have them hold the point, test it again.
Right.
Okay, and nobody had it out, but I'm just kind of running through the protocol. Success, self-respect, those are the emotions for central. Governing meridian, it's the teres major, then the elbow. The hand is kind of in the small of the back. It's not going to go way under, so don't get uncomfortable. And this is the one where you don't get a good... You don't get the full contraction of the muscle to do the test because you're laying flat on the table, but that's okay. The hand goes in the small of the back. My other hand, my non-testing hand, is on the shoulder, so my left hand is on their left shoulder, so I don't lift their whole body up. My right hand, a couple fingers under the elbow, what I'm going to do is I'm going to lift up, so you're going to hold your arm back. I'm going to hold that. And I put pressure on the shoulder down while I lift up on the elbow, because otherwise, hold it strong for me. Otherwise, I get movement in her body.
Right.
Okay? Yeah, Candy, keep your left hand on her shoulder when you test. You're pushing down on the shoulder. That's it, with the heel of your hand. Perfect. Okay? And when you're done testing, by the way, straighten her arm out, put it back down. Come to this side, and then I just tell them, the hand on the small of your back. My left hand again is on, in this case, their right shoulder. I'm still testing with my right hand now. And then I'm going to lift up. So I've just shifted a little more toward her head to make it easy to do that. So you notice I'm testing the same way, this way, and this way. So it's the same test for me. Okay, and then put the hand back when you're done testing. Governing meridian, neuroemphatics, between the second and third ribs, out wide, so halfway between the middle of the sternum and the shoulder. And remember, the collarbone covers the first rib. So go down to the first hollow, go down to the second hollow, and that's where you want to be. And it's just one point in there. And you want to be you're probably on the corner.
Just make sure
halfway
you're
between
in
the
groove and not on a rib.
Yeah, it is really
you
in between the ribs is where you want to be.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're not sure, cover a couple of points, a couple of ribs.
You can sort of go horizontally.
That's good. No harm. Now, the point on the back is between the second and third thoracic vertebra on the back. Now, where is that? I don't know. It's about a finger length down on the back. So if I'm reaching over her shoulder, I just reach down about a finger length and rub on each side of the spine. Relax. Good. If the person is being specifically helpful, that's fine, but make sure they relax before you start rubbing the points. Otherwise, you're just rubbing on their tense muscles. in the front, if you go straight through the body and up about an inch or so, you'll be about a right point in the back. Okay? Because the ribs tend to sweep up. Okay. And neurovasculars for governing. I never do this one, so where are they? It is the temple. Okay, good. It's number 8. So it's right there, kind of just in front of the ear. And again, it's about a quarter size space. So it just kind of find where the ear comes in right there and just kind of holds the side of the finger.
Yeah,
and
it's not actually on the ear.
Yeah, it's actually on the face. And if you hold it lightly enough, you may be able to feel the pulse. This is one of the ones you can feel the pulse pretty easily. If it were out of balance, you'd feel those pulses were not even one side to the other. And by the way, the emotions for the governing meridian are feeling trust and support. I forget all these things I need to say. Okay. Now we go to stomach meridian. And Graham reminded me this is as far as we got last time, just 3. I thought we did 4. Stomach meridian is the pectoralis major clavicular. Remember, by the way, standing up, that's the one, arms straight out, thumbs down, and the range of motion is down and out like that. It's what I call the swimmer. You know, it's like swimming, okay? So that's the stomach meridian, pectoralis major clavicular. Now, to test that when the person is laying down, I have a very specific way that I like to do this that makes it a little easier to do gently. So when I take the arm that's closest to me, I lift it up, I move up toward her head a little more, and you notice, by the way, I lifted my hand is here, so my thumb is down like that. I turn her hand out so the palm is facing away. Now notice the angle of my arm, so when I'm testing, my other hand is just lightly touching her shoulder. When I'm testing, I'm pushing, let me just do it, down and out, 45 degrees. So I'm doing this, so you want to stand more toward his head, so instead of pulling, you're just kind of pushing with your, just like that. That's the motion you want when you test. You hold it right there. Yeah, arms straight up, all the way straight, straight, straight. And move up more toward his head. There you go. Now you're good. You're going to test like that. So you're going to stay up nicely up here so that you test. Okay. Yeah. So your test
his
now
arm,
is just
his arm
his arm is straight up. And you're going to test out this way, 45 degrees right toward my hand. Yeah, hand is out like that. And your hand doesn't have to be twisted around. So now you just push like that. Okay? So you kind of get the picture? Yeah, that's real good, Candy. So when you pick the arm up, you move up toward their head to make sure that their hand, their palm is away from their body, their thumb is toward their feet. And your testing, again, it's just this little back arm thing like that. And it's 45 degrees like that. Okay? My other hand is just lightly touching the shoulder. There's no balance point, no pressure you need to have with the other hand. It's just a nice contact. Now, when I go to the other side of the body, I come back down here, more toward the middle of her body, lift the arm up, and notice it's exactly the same position of the arm for me. Her hand is rotated out. I want your elbow bent a little bit. So again, what you're doing, let me do that one now. It's 45 degrees, just like that. So notice it's the same motion for me. And as much as possible, if you need to lean in a little, do, but you're not doing a straight arm, because otherwise you tend to lean your whole body on it. You want to just do it with a little movement like that. I'll hold this here. Okay? Good. So, the neurolymphatic point, the stomach meridian.
Can you get a loop on one side and a
stomach
on the other side?
Yes. If there's any difference between the two sides, it's out of balance. And mostly, you show up as a single-sided imbalance. One is different than the other. Sometimes they're both out. And tell you what, rub individual point, move in that groove a little more, rub another point, move across a little more, rub another point, you got three or four points to go across there.
And go that way, but you get all the way in.
Okay? On the back, if you go straight through the body and up about an inch or so, rub the points on both sides. So the way you do that, no, you don't need to. You just stick your hands underneath and make sure they relax again. Okay? And if you're not sure where the point is exactly, then you rub a bunch of points
and go up to this. And go all the way in there. Right on either
side.
Stomach meridian. Pectoralis major clavicular. Contentment and reliability. Assimilating life surrounding. And if you're not sure, by the way, you rub a couple extra points. If it was out of balance, you would test it again. So you do the neural emphatics, you test it again. So you only need to test the side that was weakest.
Mm-hmm.
So in your case, which side was that? Okay, so go ahead and test that again. And remember, you want to back your hand like that. There you go. There you go. And you can retest again anyhow, even if it was strong, just because it's fine to hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Which
and this is the
stomach meridian, pectoralis major,
you're starting to get this in a little bit. That
now, did that get stronger, Jody?
Yeah.
Really
okay. So
whatever you're doing,
I'm gonna take you through this so you see with Jody. So she tested, it got stronger. So now I want you to test it again and have Phil touch the point that you worked on right in front there. So you just say, great. So you just hold that point. That's perfect. So just touch that. So that's called a challenge. He goes back to the neural emphatic points that she worked on, and we're now saying, I know that got stronger. Now we're asking the body, is that enough? So you test it again. You don't have to eat. I meant,
oh, okay.
Yeah, not really. Yeah. So it stays strong, right? So 90% of the time, that's what's going to happen. If it was weak, you'll rub neural emphatics. It'll get stronger. You'll challenge the neural emphatics. It'll stay strong. You're done. Okay. 10% of the time, it'll be weak. You rub neural emphatics. It'll get stronger. You'll challenge the neural emphatics. Test it again. It'll go weak. Saying, wait, there's something else. So then you go to the neurovascular point. Neurovascular points are these emotional stress release points on the front. By the way, these are CVS points, central, bladder, stomach, okay? So a lot of meridians use those points. So you hold those points lightly with one hand or with two, doesn't matter how you do that. But hold those lightly for 15, 20 seconds. And then you would actually test again the muscle that was weak. We already know it's going to be stronger on a regular test, so have him go right away to challenge. So have her touch the point on the forehead and then test it again. So you're getting the idea now about how neural emphatics and neurovasculars work, okay?
So you just go to, in this case, his right arm tested.
Where?
So that's the one I worked on.
Yeah.
That's the one I checked in.
And that's the one you use for the check and the challenge and everything else, because that's the one that was telling you it needed help. Yeah. Okay, so now we go to spleen meridian. Spleen meridian is latissimus dorsi. Latissimus dorsi, the lat. These muscles right on the side, right here, like that, to come around. So the way this looks on you, if you take the back of your hand and hold it against your side, elbow straight, if you pull your hand into your side, the only way you can do that is to use the latissimus muscles right on the side here. Okay? So the test for this, do it on this side away from here. I turn the hand away from the body. The back of the hand is against the side, and I make sure, not by forcing, but just making sure her elbow is straight. And now I'm going to have her hold her hand tight against her side. Now I can feel that because my thumb's in there. So now I know she's holding it against her side. My other hand just rests on her shoulder here, and I just push out lightly.
Yes.
Yeah, a little weak. Okay? All right, and then you relax. Put it back down again. Come to this side. Stick four fingers down between the back of the hand and the body. Make sure her elbow's straight. Hold your hand against your side. I've got it just like that. In between her hand. Yeah, that's it. Perfect. So again, I've got her hand rotated out. I put my hand right next, you know, next to her body. I tell her to keep her arms straight, and I can feel when she's holding it in. I move my shoulder up, my hand up to her shoulder, just to lightly touch, and I pull towards me. That one's out too. Okay. Got that? Latissimus dorsi, spleen meridius, by having faith in the future and confidence. Okay. Now the thing you do not want to do, because there's two steps here. Don't think of an elephant. I'll show you on this side. Back of the hand against the side, okay? Got my thumb in here. I'm making sure her elbow is straight, but when I actually do the test, I get my hand out of the way, because otherwise the tendency is to push in here and pull out there, and you don't want to do that. Not a nice thing, okay? So I just make sure. Well, I was broken.
One down.
Yeah. Don't worry about that side anymore. Okay, so the other hand on this particular test isn't doing anything other than being a nice point of contact, just having two hands on the body. There's no pressure anymore. Okay, if this was weak, we're going to do between the seventh and eighth ribs on the left-hand side, one point right up against the edge of the ribs. Now, the ribs, by the way, sweep down and away. Now, stomach meridian was right here. That's easy one to find. So go down one little point, go down two little points, and that's the one you want. That one right there against the edge of the rib.
One is
so almost the left
here.
Almost, yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If you're on a guy, what's the landmark to find the stomach meridian?
You still got a pectoral muscle. You still got a chest muscle there. Yeah.
So if you're here, you can't really get between the ribs. So the first one under that. That's the one for stomach, so that's where we were before. That group.
No,
and then
that's
stomach.
Yes,
it's the
tickle point.
Boom.
Yeah. It's
boom.
Everybody's ribs, by the way.
That only goes out to like here.
Okay. Everybody's ribs are shaped differently.
Yeah.
Some people's ribs come down here and
there.
Like that. Mine go like straight out from here. So you want to be up against the edge of the ribs, wherever that is on this spot.
It's
one point.
There's special spots anyway.
And if you don't know what it is, rub a couple spots, but usually what will happen is when you do, the person will go, oh, that one's the one,
okay.
That's tender,
that's
or that tickles in your case. Now, straight through the body,
right
up about an inch or so,
rub with the line
on each side of the
spine.
Relax.
So like that.
Instead of a circle, stay with the ribs.
Okay.
See how that fits in the groove, even though you're basically in one point. No, it won't get to where I don't feel it. If somebody is in pain, then you stop. And if it's just like, oh yeah, that's the spot, then it's, you know.
Okay, in this case, I've got somebody who's strong, but if I had somebody who was really big,
they wasn't a bad day.
What Jody's saying is if you're working with somebody who's really large, This is a lot to get those back pointed. So one of the things you can do is have the person roll a little onto their side, like that, you know, like onto the, and then you can rub the points on the back, one side and the other, with just one hand.
Back is both sides, and the front is just the left, right?
Yep, back is both sides of the spine. Front is only on the left.
Did you reach both sides from the one to the one?
Yeah, you can do it one and then the other.
No.
I can do it all from one tilt.
That's what I thought you were doing.
I just did one point at a time. Good, just one hand. Okay, did anybody else have this one out of balance? Okay, we did, so I'm going to run through. And it's actually out on both sides. One side was more obvious than the other. I'm just going to take the more obvious side. It doesn't really matter. So I have, again, my fingers in here. The hand rotated away. Make sure the elbow's straight. Range of motion is I'm going to pull out to hold your hand in. That gets stronger. And I'll touch right there. And notice I show her where to touch. So just put your hand right there.
Okay, so I am on the hand.
Well, you're actually on the wrist. You're not on the hand. You're on the wrist.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah. And so now I'm challenging. I'm having her touch that point. I'm testing again, and it goes weak. So I actually, on her, I need to do the neurovascular points on her because it failed the challenge. Neurovascular points on spleen number 9, right above the ears on the side of the head. So if you go kind of halfway between the middle of the ears and that and the parietal ridge up here, halfway, that's point number 9, and you're going to cover it with a bunch of your hand anyway. So you just hold on each side of the face, hold that leg, and don't press. Yeah, real, real soft.
I'm still holding that spot.
No, you can let it go. Yeah, sorry. And that's what happens, by the way. If you don't put the person's hand back, they're still holding forever, and then they're wondering, am I still supposed to be holding them? So it's part of etiquette, and it's part of, you know, what I get sloppy with when I'm trying to teach and think at the same time. Okay, so now I already know it's stronger on its own. It did fail the challenge, so right away I'm going to have you touch right there. I'm going to have her touch the neurovascular point. I'm going to retest the side I was testing. I'll hold this hand point home. And it stays stronger. Okay? Spleen meridian, latissimus dorsi. Has been a lot based in the future. Occasionally, I will challenge this neurovascular point, and it'll still go weak. There are other things you could do, but at that point, you go on and do the rest of your balancing and come back and check it again at the end.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
So rather than worry about trying to work with the meridians or the acupressure holding points or the other things that are outlined in John C's book, which you can do, by the way, it's better just to go on and do the rest of your balancing, because it just means somehow it needs something else in balance before it really gets itself together. Very, very rarely will happen. Maybe 1% of the time. Okay. Alright, so that's spleen. Now on the subscapularis, heart meridian. The subscapularis muscle means underneath the scapula. I call it the scarecrow muscle. If you hang your arms out here, the subscapularis is the muscle that takes your hands from here back down like that. So if you start like this, subscapularis is what does this.
So if you reach on your back, you won't actually just, you'll feel it.
It's underneath
okay.
the shoulder blade. Okay? So just know that's the range of motion of it. So the way I test this is bend the elbow so the arm is up. By the way, you're not going to get a good clean 90 degree angle here, because for most people, by the time they get about to here, they go any farther and they're starting to distort, okay? So you just bring the arm up as far as it's comfortable, and I hold the elbow between my palm and my fingertips, because that needs to be a strong stabilization point. So I have a hold of her elbow there. The forearm is down parallel to the body. So it's a 90 degree angle theoretically there, okay? The range of motion, I'm going to do this now, is to lift straight up. And I want you to notice that contrary to what's in John's book, I always lift from the top. There are pulse points on the wrist, and if you actually lift from underneath like this, you're covering those pulse points that can affect the test. Okay, so I lift from the top. But I have to keep this elbow stable, otherwise you'll get a lot of movement in the whole arm. So you hold this down. Just now hold her hand down toward the table, and you're going to lift up. Now, what Candy's doing is stay right there. Look at Candy for a second, okay? See, Nui's arm, her elbow is actually on the table. So all Candy needs to do with her left hand is to hold the elbow down to the table. She's just stabilizing that elbow so it doesn't move. If the elbow is hanging over the end of the table, I've got to hold top and bottom to keep it stable. Does that make sense?
So you're testing up.
I'm lifting up.
And that's the test.
That's the test.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll lift up from here.
Now, on this side of the table, it's much easier because it's not as big a stretch across, okay? So here, you come and you put your hand, your fingers underneath her elbow and the heel of your hand on top of the elbow. So you're holding that elbow stable again. You want the forearm parallel to the body, straight down, and again you're lifting up. Stabilize that elbow, and have her hold her hands down to the table. Hold that down. Okay? And notice that the more stable you keep that elbow, the more accurate is the muscle test. Because otherwise you get movement like this in the arm that may or may not be the subscapularis. Okay? The neurolymphatics of the subscapularis, heart meridian. By the way, heart meridian is all about self-love, self-esteem, self-forgiveness. It's your relationship with yourself. Between the second and third ribs, close to the sternum, and that means you just kind of find those ribs. You know, we did second and third out wide for governing meridian. So you find those, you come into the sternum. Now, everybody's got a different shaped sternum. Some people have a very narrow sternum, so you're in the, and the points are real close together. Some people have a very wide sternum. But you want to be between the ribs until you bump up against where the sternum is. That's where those points are. Individual points right up next to the sternum.
Yeah.
That's the
one.
So
there's the platform bone. One under that.
So how far down is that from the
second and third ribs. So second hollow down.
Of the rib.
Well,
assuming that the first collarbone covers the first rib pretty clearly.
Is the sternum below the collarbone?
Yeah, the sternum runs right straight down like this. Yeah. So if you come down to the second hollow and then follow into, you bump into the bone right there. No, this is heart meridian. Heart meridian, subscapularis, and it's all the self-forgiveness and self-love. Now, the back neural lymphatics are between the second and third thoracic vertebra. So again, just reach over the shoulder about a finger length down. And if the person is being helpful, make sure they relax. Yeah, right. Why should you keep failing the challenge that I have to keep doing neural lymphatics?
Oh, did I say that?
No.
No gold star.
Okay? Did anybody have this one out? Okay. So go ahead and retest it. And you guys can retest one if you want, just to see where it feels like you can get a little more practice. Hold that down. Most of that movement is because you're not holding the tablet straight down. That's good. So she's going to challenge now, so it got stronger. So he's touching the neuro-lymphatic points while she tests again. And stays strong, so it does not need to do the neurovascular. If she did need to do the neurovascular, it is point right on the top of the head. Now, you've got an extra hand, so you can always hold the stress release points on the front if you want, but it's that point right on the top of the head. Never very, very lightly.
If they have a lot of hair,
you're okay
just stay in there.
It's just a light touch, and if there's a lot of hair in between, it's still a little light touch translates down to a little light pressure. Okay? So that's subscapular heart meridian. Now we go to small intestine, quadriceps. So come down to the big muscles in the leg here. The quadriceps muscle, there's actually two parts of this test. So you're going to start by lifting the leg up to almost, not quite, 90 degrees. Sometimes people bring it way up and lock it in like that, okay? So you want it just shy of 90 degrees here.
Does 90 lock it in? So you have to stay less?
Yeah, stay a little less than that. A little less here. It doesn't matter. Keep it a little away from the body. Don't let it lock in. Now, I want the heel up just a little bit higher, or let's say the bottom of the heel is on a level with the top of the knee. So I want the leg just a little more than straight here. Because there's two parts to this test. One is I'm pushing this way with this hand. I'm testing this muscle here, so I test the point of the muscle up here. But I'm also pushing down here because the quadriceps comes over the knee like that. So I'm doing two things at one time. So the heel's up a little higher and pushing here and here at the same time. So hold those guys.
Yeah, you're going down on that one, but not very much on this.
Yeah. And man, what'll make life easier for you is if you move more toward his head. There you go. But then
in the whole unit.
Yeah.
Sort of like that with both hands together.
Okay. So
you notice this way she's not having to pull or stress a lot. Just move up a little so it's easy to push with that hand and it's easy to push down. Again, we're not testing real hard.
So you're testing two things?
Two things.
Okay.
So same thing with the other side of the body. I just lean into the table a little bit, lift up the leg. And I just tell her to hold here and hold here.
Okay.
I'm pushing both of them. Hold this guy. Sure, don't make it too easy.
You still weighted towards the foot end instead of your leg.
By the way, in the old days, and if this is hard, you had to do it that way. They really only tested here. They didn't care about the lower part of the leg. But it's a more complete test to do both. So what Graham is telling Leanne right now is that you want to make sure you have a good test here, and you can test lightly here. So it's like, but you want to not miss this one. Okay. All right. So small intestine, quadriceps is the muscle. The emotions are setting priorities, and they're joy. So the way I like to think of this is about making joy a higher priority in your life. Okay. No, this one is not. So, anybody else have this one out? Okay, great. So this is good. It's a tiny bit of difference. If you're not sure, you always do the correction. Okay? So, the neurolymphatic points are all along the edge of the ribs. So it's like about 5 or 6 points along the edge of the ribs. Now, here's the tricky part. You actually want to be the tips of the ribs. So you're not rubbing on top of the ribs here, and you're not rubbing in the gut. You're kind of getting, if you're doing it on yourself, you hook your fingers under here, and you can pull on the ribs like you're going to pull the ribs apart. If you do it on somebody else, what happens is you have your thumbs on the side, on there, and you can feel your thumbs go right against the edges of the ribs there. Some people are ticklish. So I want to tell you there's two things about this. First of all, when you do it, make sure you plant your hands firmly so there's no ticklishness. Okay, and then you can move your thumbs in there. And if the person is really ticklish,
it's tender.
Okay, so I'll ease up. If the person's really ticklish, you can use their fingers, and you can push the points with their hand, and that does, they're not ticklish with their own hands.
Because it's ticklish, even if you rub it on yourself.
Yeah.
For the kidney one.
I love it. Yeah, some people are. And by the way, when you
do.
So in this case, she was really strong on one, and it wasn't until I went to the second one that I realized the first one was weak.
Yeah,
because
there's a difference. Yeah. So you'll go back and test the one that wasn't quite as strong.
Okay.
Now, when you do this, you start in the center, you work your way out, and then you're going to run into kind of the floating ribs out there. Don't push on those guys. I mean, it ends when you kind of feel the loose edges of the rib floating out there, okay? Because they're not as stable. But those are the points there. Now, on the back, notice we covered a whole range here. So on the back, it's like straight through from the base of the sternum, and it's 3 vertebra down the back. So you just kind of reach around the back and rub, and then a little bit, and then move down a little and rub, and then move down a little and rub. Okay, and then retest the side that was weak, because we had one. So again, notice I'm lifting her leg up. She's doing a lot of the work, but I'm helping by lifting her leg up. Hold here, and hold here. Much better. Challenge right there. Good. Hold here, here. Good.
On an ankle, are you
down?
Is it typical, it seems to be the case that most of the ones where there was any weakness, there was more tenderness where I was rubbing.
You bet.
Yeah.
Because usually the lymphatic system is blocked up there, which creates tenderness. And so, yes, it will be tender, and that's an indication you got the right spot, too. And I didn't point this out, but it's interesting that one side was a little different than the other side. When Phil was being muscle tested, he was sitting there with his hands across his stomach. What he was actually doing was holding the neurolymphatic points. which will make it stronger if it's weak. It's a little cheap. So you want to make sure people's hands are off their bodies, and a lot of times they're laying there, or they'll just kind of go, oh yeah, go ahead, muscle test, and they're holding their neurovascular points, okay? They don't know it, they're not doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's good to have hands off the body. Neurovasculars on this should be number 10, I think. Let me just see what it is. Number 10 is straight above the center of the ears, right on the parietal ridge, right up on the edge of the head, right there, where it turns that corner. So again, just put your hands over there. Hold those light edges of the ridge. Yeah, you can't miss if you just let your hand just go over, like, cover half the head. And hold them lightly, lightly, lightly. Okay? All right. That's setting priorities and joy. Okay, now, bladder meridian. I'm going to move here. This is about self-confidence and inner direction, by the way. This is the perineus muscle. The perineus muscle is the muscle, if the foot is rotated, if you just kind of let it flop to the outside, and then pull your little toe up toward your knee. Okay? So it's the one that does this. So on yourself, just standing there, plant your heel on the floor, and then try and lift your little toe toward your ear. You'll feel it kind of along the side of the leg right there, okay? That's the perineus muscle. Now, the way it's traditionally tested, if you have room at the end of your table, you can do it this way. Come down here and you hold the heel real firmly in your palm. I make sure his foot's kind of angled that way, and I tell you to pull your foot up here like that. And I'm not on the toes now, I'm on the foot. And I'm stabilizing that heel like mad. And I'm going to pull like down and around. So it's like I'm going to try and uncurl that, okay? So hold that hip, like that. Okay, and then, now you need to hold his heel more because the movement you had was because there was movement in the overall foot. So then you just change hands. Hold the heel, make sure that toe is toward the ear there, and you're below the bone on the foot, on the toe. Okay? Just make sure you keep that. By the way, bladder meridian will almost never test weak. Partly it's a really short little muscle and it's strong as heck. The other thing is that usually the problem with bladder meridian is it's out of balance at all, it's over energy, because that's the area where we over control. Okay? So I'm just telling you, you're not going to get a lot of bladder meridian stuff showing up. Okay? Now, I'm going to show you on Phil here, since Shannon had to go relieve her bladder.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, I don't run down to the end of the table to do that, and because you don't always have room at the end of the table. If I'm doing it from the side of the body, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to hold the heel. You're going to pull your toes up there, and then I'm just going to push like that. So it's the same thing. I'm just pushing down the way like that, and I'm going to hold this up here, and I'm pushing down the way like that. So either way, you want to stabilize that heel.
Can you do it like this?
Yeah, come farther up the hand if you're going to do that. Yeah.
Put your fingers down.
You're going to do it like this. Like that. So you
have nice flat feet.
Yeah.
Your hand gets nice flat top of your foot.
Yeah,
well, that fits.
Do you want
to
take my shoes off? I can't.
Pull your toes up behind you.
That's good.
By the way, I do a lot of hold it right here, pull here, I'm going to push here like that. So she actually has a kinesthetic feel for what I want her to do. I'm holding that heel, pull your toes up here, and I'm pushing. Okay? Now, the bladder meridian, there are two sets of neurolymphatic points. The first set is on top of the pubic bone. Now, when I say on top of the pubic bone sits like this. I'm talking about the top edge of the pubic bone. I'm not talking about the front of it. So the way you get to that is, first of all, you ask the person to tell you where their pubic bone is. Now, you're going to get answers all the way from here to here, okay? Because a lot of people don't have a clue. It doesn't matter. At least they know where you're headed, okay? Second thing is, you always want to come from the top down. So what happens is, no matter where she tells me her pubic bone is, I start higher than that, and I just come down until I feel a pubic bone, And what I want to do now is I want to come down and push to the top. So the pubic bone sits there. I feel it, and I want these points right there. That makes sense? Okay, so I'm not looking for up on top here. I'm looking for these points here, and there are 3 points across there. So I come down from the top, feel where the pubic bone is, and you rub 1 point, the middle point, and then the other point here. Okay? The other no lymphatic point on the front is the navel. So show me where your navel is. And by the way, you don't want to encourage flashing. So, you know, you see, you still want to know where the navel is because everybody's navel is a little different relationship to everything else too. So have them point out their navel. They don't have to lift their shirt or anything, okay? So the other neuro-lymphatic point is right in the navel. Now, when you do that, you don't want to just get your little finger and drill right in the navel. Take a couple of fingers and rub generously around there, okay? So that's kind of the flat of your fingers, okay? All right. So the 2 points, the top of the pubic bone and the navel, are for the bladder meridian. On the back, you want the 5th lumbar. Now, the easiest way to find that is to follow the hips around, and they kind of come in, and they dip down a little right towards the spine. That's where you want to be. So you just find the hip bones, follow around, and just rub those points right close to the spine.
It feels like it's at the top of the hip bones in the back.
That's correct. Just they tend to dip down just a little. That's why I say follow them around and down in there. Okay. And then you could retest it if you needed to retest it and all that kind of stuff. The neurovasculars are right here inside the eyebrows and also these frontal eminences again. Remember central bladder, okay, our stomach. So the way I do this is I take my left hand, I put it across those forehead points, and with my right hand I take a couple of fingers or a thumb or whatever, and I lightly hold those points in the eyebrows, just like that, inside the eyebrows. Okay, again, remember these are soft, soft points. Okay. All right, so that's bladder meridian. Now should be kidney meridian. I'm on the right page here, Robert. You're doing really well.
I think the meridian.
All right. Kidney meridian is the psoas muscle. The psoas muscle is a short little muscle. It's the only muscle that I'm aware of that runs from the front of the body through the body to the back. So it hooks up in the groin in the front, runs right through all your internal organs, and it hooks up on the spine in the back. Which is why when the psoas muscle is out of balance, you can think you've got anything from appendicitis to, you know, low back stuff to anything else. I mean, there's all kinds of weird manifestations. Also, I'm testing using the leg, so I want you to know I have a very long lever and a relatively short muscle. So you want to be in the right positions before you do a lot of heavy lifting here. And you also don't want to test it very hard. So first thing to remember, I'm going to start with the leg closest to me. So my left hand is going to find her hip bone. That's my stabilization point. I'm going to keep good pressure on that hip bone because I don't want to be testing her leg and having her whole body turn over. Okay? So I found that point. Her foot is rotated out, so just make sure kind of it's rotating out. I'm going to lift her leg. Now, I actually reach around the ankle, so when I pick up her leg,